image material in electronic form, such as PDF documents. You get JPEG files, and you may have other images that have text in them. And Kurzweil is powerful enough to go in there and take that image, take those pictures, and turn them into words. Not pictures per se, as in a photograph, but documents that have been just scanned in as an image and has text in them. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to Stephanie, who is a coordinator for this presentation. Stephanie Rood is a very accomplished woman who has been using Kurzweil for quite a while, and her colleague, Vince Calderon, another accomplished person who uses Kurzweil. These two working professionals use Kurzweil on a regular basis. So they will talk to you and they will demonstrate things, and towards the end, or whatever they drag me back up here, I will talk to you about using Braille, because some of our colleagues may be deafblind, or you may want to just read in Braille and not care to use speech. You can still do it, and we'll talk about that later. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Stephanie.
Welcome to the Kurzweil 1000 workshop. I'm glad to see those of you who have attended. First of all, what is scan and read software? Scan and read software, whether it's Kurzweil, OpenBook, ABIC, or any of the number of other options that are out there, is primarily scan printed text and convert it into synthesized speech. It will not recognize handwriting. Of course, pictures, unless you're using something called ExactView, which we'll talk about, it does discards the pictures and just extracts the text and reads you the text. So if you're looking to read handwritten items, still waiting for that in the future. They keep saying 5 years, 10 years. Who knows? Handwriting is a very difficult thing to read in the first place. As you know, the two most frequently used scan and read software products for the blind are Kurzweil 1000 and OpenBook. In addition, there's also the ABIC products. Those are probably the most commonly used products. They all have their own features. Kurzweil and OpenBook are both pretty much comparable. They do the same thing, sometimes in different ways, sometimes with different results. This is a personal observation, not necessarily something that has been researched, but for me, I have found that Kurzweil has done a better job with recognizing text than OpenBook, but that's a personal observation. What I would suggest, if you are not sure about what one you'd like to use, if you're interested in using a complete scan and read system for the visually impaired, is bring items to an exhibit. Like, for instance, National Convention, there's always exhibitors that have all the different kinds of scan and read options. Or if you are local to San Diego, you have the opportunity to go to the CSUN annual international conference on accessibility and disabilities. And everybody who's anybody is at that conference, and the exhibit hall is free to attend. But I recommend that you bring things that you would want to scan on a regular basis. Try them out on the different systems that you think you're interested in. That way you have an understanding, oh yeah, it really does a good job with X, Y, or Z, but this system A works fine, system B is so-so. And it's all personal preference. So today we're talking about discussing the Kurzweil 1000 and the features that it has, what it can and can't do. I'm going to apologize up front if my system crashes. I've been having some trouble with it. We will deal with that as it comes. I've been using assistive technology since 1988. I have been teaching assistive technology since about, well, professionally, since about 2000. Right now on the screen, I have undone many of my customized settings so that this is standard. I'm going to ask Vince to close Kurzweil, do a close control with Alt F4. And we're going to bring it up because I want to show you what happens when it comes up for the first time. Okay. Now, go ahead and do an Alt Control K. Alt Control K is the shortcut default that is put in by the program to start running Kurzweil. And how come we have no volume on the laptop? And you just escaped.
I know. Well, it wasn't saying
I wanted.
That's part of being a working professional. Hit escape.
That should be the headphone jack. With any presentation, there's always a technical difficulties. C'est la vie.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Hit the Alt key. We'll see if we have anything.
Nope. I hear bing, bing, bing.
Here, you want to take a look? But I'm pretty sure it's in the headphone jack.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at where
hang on. The audio gentleman is checking his wires and seeing where we might have become disconnected. I think we're connected.
That was part of the duck and cover drill. Duck and cover.
Well,
has no, A sub menu.
I still don't get sound.
File.
Want to try the other side?
Has A.
It's just loud enough right now.
File. File.
Okay.
Has A sub menu.
Okay, we've got plenty of volume now.
Kano scan lead a 600F dialogue. Kano scan P escape.
Go ahead, do an Alt Control K, because I want you guys to hear what comes up. That
Alt Control K.
The selected topic is introducing the new user wizard.
By default, when you first get Kurzweil, there's a dialog box that comes up, and I'm going to have Vince down arrow through the box so you can hear the various topics that you can press enter on and get some description about.
Getting help in Kurzweil 1000, unchecked. Menus and dialogues, unchecked. Use of the numeric keypad, unchecked. Opening a file, unchecked. Navigating through a document, unchecked. Working with settings, unchecked. Voice settings, unchecked. Choosing a scanner, unchecked.
Choosing a scanner. I had him pause here because if for some reason you have not associated your scanner yet, this is the first time you've opened up the product, you've installed your drivers for your scanner, but this is the first time you're running Kurzweil, at this point you could press enter, listen to what it has to say, and at the very end it will give you the opportunity to install scanners that are installed on your system. The Kurzweil product will allow you to use mini flatbed scanners. I have a portable CanoScan. It will also allow you to use the ABIC products, and in 13 they've expanded it to include other portable camera source scanners. Go ahead and continue, Vince.
Files and folders, unchecked. Opening files automatically, unchecked. Reading tables, unchecked. Audio files, unchecked. Bookmarks, unchecked. Low vision settings, unchecked. Sending files, unchecked. Configuration settings, unchecked. Online access, unchecked.
Bottom of list.
Online access, unchecked.
Okay, that is the list that it's kind of like quick start help files that will allow you to get information. You can get back, I'll show you how later to get back to this dialog box if you ever choose to get quick start information. Go ahead and hit escape.
Hello, and welcome to the Kurzweil 1000, version 12.04. Press the rectangular key at the bottom right corner of the keypad for assistance.
And the bottom right keypad button they're referring to is the inner key. Go ahead and press the enter key, Vince.
The key you have just pressed is the help key. You can use it to find out the name and operation of every other key in the keypad. To get a key's name, press and release the help key, then press and release another key in the keypad. To learn more about any keypad key, press and release the help key, then press and hold down another key in the keypad. Other important keys on the keypad include the scanning key, which is the rectangular key just above the help key, and the reading key, the rectangular key at the bottom left corner of the keypad. To access the online manual, press and hold down the reading key, and then press and release the help key. If you are comfortable with a full computer keyboard, you may wish to use the menu user interface instead. Press Alt or F10 to access the menu bar, then the arrow keys to look through the various options. To activate an option, press the return key. To get out of the menus, press Alt again.
So that gave you quite a bit of information. If you were just starting, at least you'd know how to start a scan and start reading. And if you listen to the whole spiel, you also learned that you can use pull-down menus besides the number pad. The number pad can be disabled in some of our settings features, but by default, the number pad belongs to Kurzweil, and it uses Kurzweil commands. You can also use various shortcut keys. For today, we'll probably use just either the keypad or the pull-downs. Many people are very familiar with pull-downs, and it's a way to navigate that is very comfortable for most people. When we have no documents up, our pull-downs have a minimal amount of items. Go ahead and hit Alt, Vince.
File. Has a submenu.
Go ahead and right arrow across.
Folder. Has a submenu, scan. Has a submenu, settings. Has a submenu, tools. Has a submenu, online. Has a submenu, help. Has a submenu, file.
And we're back
has
to file.
Has a submenu.
So you can see, right now, there's nothing to do with edit, nothing to do with view. It's just some basic stuff that would be available to us with no documents open. I'm going to put a document on the scanner face down and have Vince scan, and you'll see that it's going to come up in small print. And the reason I'm having him do this is so that you can see how small it is and how it uses the fonts that are already in the document. We will then erase that document, and we'll go through the settings menu so that those of you who have some low vision can see how you can set up your display so that you are able to see what's on the screen and track the reading.
Can I just ask, if you had not known that it was face down, what had it told you that
what you're asking is, if you had a single sheet of paper and it only had printing on one side and you placed it on the scanner and it was the blank side, it would scan and say, page appears to be blank. And a matter of fact, we can do that right now. I have a page that, if I put it on the wrong way,
file,
and I will purposely
has a
do that.
Submenu.
Go ahead and you can, which way do you feel comfortable scanning?
I'll just scan it the way I would.
I put a document on the scanner, and Vince is going to choose his comfortable way of scanning.
Scanning, please wait.
Give it a moment. My system is in need of redo.
I didn't get a message.
I know, I'm waiting. It should have said recognition.
Or stopped or canceled or something.
This is what I was afraid of. That's okay, it's not you.
Technology, our friend.
F9. Okay. Escape.
Oh, it's already out of totally. It's not even in the code.
Escape.
It's in Windows.
Alt Q.
Oh.
Alt Tab, Kurzweil 1000.
What operating system are you using on there?
I'm using Windows 7, but this computer has had 3 years of very hard use. It went through a master's program where it was constantly in use about 18 hours of the day for 2 years. So, Alt F4.
Okay. We'll start over.
And it appears we're frozen, so I'm going to have to.
Windows Task Manager dialog. Applications pay. Kurzweil 1000. Not responding. Alt E. Tasks list view. Kurzweil 1000. Not responding. 1 of 1. Alt E. Escape. Alt Control K.
The selected topic is introducing the new user. Hello, and welcome.
We'll try this yet one more time.
Is that
Jonathan you see? No, that's the built-in speech synthesizer from Kurzweil.
No, I mean on the other Kurzweil
scale? That was probably Jaws, yeah. Because I have Jaws, I have Window Eyes, I have Zoom Text, I have Magic.
Okay.
Let me do this game again.
I did, and it's not.
Okay. Are you partial, Stephanie? Or?
I'm partial, and but my vision has been changing over the last 2 or so years.
Oh.
And Louis left.
Menu, search box, edit, shut down, hibernate, age.
Restart.
I'm going to restart the machine, and hopefully that will clear out whatever is preventing us. And this is what I was afraid of. My equipment took a tumble about a week ago, and my ABIC camera was affected, and the computer hadn't shown any effects until I got here, of course.
Of course.
So in the meantime, what I would suggest to people, when you first get a new program, whether it's Kurzweil or anything else, if there are pull-down menus or ribbon menus, it's often a good idea to explore. Like I showed you, we went across. We could have also gone down through each menu to see what kinds of items are in each menu so that you would have an idea of what it can and can't do. And let me put my password in then. Give it a moment. Oh. Okay. Okay. Go ahead and give us volume.
So. We all have these experiences.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah, this is so familiar. We're all like, yeah, we know.
It's good to know we're not the only ones that have it.
Exactly.
Can we get? Can we get volume on the computer? Is there anybody back there?
We hit escape and he disappeared.
He escaped. He escaped.
It works. The escape key works. So.
Jaws says it's on, but I hear nothing.
Yeah.
I did.
Shark took a hike.
Everything took a hike. Let me see if Kurzweil come out. Oh, if we lost our sound. Kurzweil came up, but it's not talking.
Duck and cover, get ready.
Sometimes if you just wiggle it, it could
yeah,
just get dirty.
Did. She's not talking, or he's not talking, either one.
Nobody's talking.
Exit. File. Has A submenu.
Sorry about this, folks.
We all understand. Believe me.
Live presentations and computers, they don't go together. Sounds like my former co-worker who came into the lab and said, can I use one of your computers? I said, sure. Jaws was running. Next thing I know, she says, help.
And that's what happened.
Great timing.
And she had window eyes going.
Kurzweil 1000.
And I hit scan, and it changed color, but it's nobody home.
It changed color. Time to bring out the hammer.
Not doing anything.
It's not even scanning.
Was it scanning the scanner?
No, there's no sound from the scanner either.
Oh, that sound. Ooh.
Let's see if we get anything. Yes, that sound is not a good sound.
Scanning, please wait.
So she says.
Scanning is 1/4 done. Scanning is 1/2 done. Scanning is 3/4 done.
As you can see,
scan
you notice
complete.
That the menus
the page
and
appears to be blank.
Comes from a female voice, and I have it set up to read with a male voice. If it will ever read.
Well, it did say it was a blank page.
It did say it was blank.
It did say page appears to be blank. So.
Okay, so you also, when scanning, you don't have to worry about which way you put the document on the page on the scanner. It could be upside down. It could be sideways. It doesn't. The software doesn't care. It will figure it out and OCR it and. Sorry about that. And recognize it and read it to you. We're going to try now to read a page from one of the magazines in our hotel room. And Vince will then demonstrate how to use, well, we'll then, I'll show you how to set your display settings so that those of you who have vision and want to use it. But I want to show that it will show the original state of the text type and size and bolding. Go ahead and press the scan key, whichever one you choose.
Does it work better? The better like black on white works better than strange colors, or does it really
matter?
Scanning, please wait.
It's not necessarily
scanning is 1/4 done. Scanning is half done. Scanning is three quarters done.
We can adjust various settings. I know something
Scan
else I'll
complete.
Talk about in just a moment.
Recognition. Page one complete.
Exploring. Left to right. Heading out for a surf in Coronado. Boards and beach cruisers at the Mission Beach Boardwalk. The lighthouse at Point Loma. From Coronado to Pacific Beach, welcome to Southern California's most scenic oceanside neighborhoods. Coronado. Coronado is an island of small-town quaintness amid San Diego's big city bustle. Well, it's not really an island, though many locals call it that.
Go ahead and stop speech. There's a couple of ways. There's always the read key, which is the insert on the number pad. There's also the universal shut-up key, which is control. Everybody knows control will shut up something. It works in almost all programs. I'm going to go ahead and have Vince go to settings.
Going right now. Hey.
File, edit, folder, scan, read, navigation, settings. Has a submenu. Voices. Opens
go
a
ahead
dialogue.
And press enter.
Scanning. Opens a dialogue. Recognition. Opens a dialogue. Reading. Opens a dialogue. General. Opens a dialogue. Display. Opens a dialogue. Scanner margins. Configuration. Verbosity. Conversion. Opens a dialogue. Save settings.
So you hear
Save
that there's
partial
a whole
settings.
Bunch of settings.
Opens a dialogue. Load settings. Open.
Go ahead and hit home or.
Home.
Here, I'll do it. I know where
Save partial
it.
Settings. Voices. Opens a dialog.
Go ahead and hit enter. And where did it go?
The southern end of Silver Coronado.
It went back into the document.
Settings, voices, scan, voice.
Review or change reading voice settings.
So here's where we can change our voices. Go ahead and tab through this dialog box, Vince, so that they can hear what choices they have for voices.
Caps lock is enabled. Caps.
Show voice settings for English. The selected speech engine is VoiceWare. The selected voice is VW Paul.
Either.
Reading.
Okay, we're back to reading, and she seems to be talking.
Read by sentence. General. Display. Margin. Configuration. Verbose. Voices.
Why is voices not real? I think you may have changed something that I can't see.
Me?
By accident.
Oh, yeah, blame the man. Yes, yes, yes. I was looking for a football game. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Kate doesn't like me.
This is just my luck. This has been the most troublesome that I've had. I've had a few glitches here and there, but this seems to be, and it's my computer. which really wants to make a fool out of me.
She is not going to see.
Oh, no voice. Let me switch places with you, Vince.
Get up. Okay.
Just slide over.
He's rolling up her sleeves right now.
Oh, terrific. I'm going to, because I got another error message that tells me it's something that I don't even want to deal with. So let me do a restart again. Are there any questions while we're waiting for this stupid computer?
Something really dumb you haven't gotten to yet, but do you have to have a scanner defined or drivers loaded or anything to read a PDF file?
Vince will show you how to read a PDF file.
Okay.
And once you've selected your scanner, it's a matter of opening up the PDF file in Kurzweil. There's a few different ways to do that. The easiest way is by default, when you install Kurzweil, it puts a folder in your documents folder, and in that folder there are additional folders, articles, books, general, manuals, various different media types.
But my question was, do you have to have a scanner defined or something in order to do what I just asked?
Well, what I'm saying is, when you set up Kurzweil and you choose a scanner, you've already installed a scanner on the computer.
What if you haven't chosen a scanner? That's my question.
And that's what I was saying earlier, and I was going to show you where in the settings when we lost our voice. And also when we showed that in the startup wizard, the wizard that came up, how there was a select scanner. And you could open up select scanner. It would read to you some information about selecting a scanner, and at the very end it would ask you, do you want to install a scanner now? And you'd say yes, and it would then go look at your system, see what scanners you have installed on the system, and you can use your arrow key to choose the scanner that you wish to use with Kurzweil. Press enter, and then it will install.
I know, but if you don't have a scanner installed, can you still use the program to read a PDF file?
Yes.
Okay.
That's yes. Well, I'm trying to do two things at once, and my brain is...
I'm very sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. Let's see if we get anything. It'll read PDFs. You can read Bookshare books. The online will let you go out to Bookshare and other sources for books. And still no voice. Let me see. I keep getting an error when I load Zoom text. And I hope we didn't lose our voices, because I don't have the installation CD. Because Zoom text, and it's now telling me my... This is not... You don't have another machine, Louis, do you? Yeah. But whatever it is, it's also affecting my Zoom text. Come on. Sometimes the order of install between Zoom Text and Kurzweil can cause you some issues with loading the voices. Sometimes, depending on the order, and it's been a while since I've installed both on a machine at the same time, I've had it where I've installed Zoom Text and I lost my Kurzweil voices. Or I've had it the other way around. Reading voice.
Well, for the worse, you hope for the best. Unfortunately, the technology doesn't let happen.
Microsoft doesn't let happen.
What if Windows 8 is fixed and by retaining issues?
Well, good luck. But is Stephanie has covered. And there is a question regarding, and I think Stephanie answered it, regarding your courage. Wow. When you have a scanner plugged in, you have all the functional capabilities. You can create PDF documents. I mean, you can read PDF documents. You can also create your version 13. Okay? So when you say, when you scan something, you want to save it as a PDF so it can be generic so everybody can open it. You can do that. Now, the good thing about it is if you have a large document and you want to put it on your digital book player, you can create audio files and listen to them. If you don't want to use the voice in your, for example, Kate is on the Book Sense and you have Samantha, who sounds like a smoker, on the Victor Street. And you don't want to use that voice and you have other voices that you like. You can set the voice parameters on your curse file and go create your media, your MP3.
Are there an MP3 file?
Which we were going to show.
We were going to show that today.
That's way cool.
Yes. You can create that. Vince is going to demonstrate that if this computer cooperates. Don't feel bad this happened to me. I was doing a presentation in Washington. And the embarrassing part about it was that I did a presentation. Nobody told me that it was upside down. Until the end, when somebody said, did you know that your display was upside down? Some of my screen rotated, and I didn't know about it. Jaws still read it fine. So... it was good.
That's right, they had a list. Good.
Yeah.
Somebody paid attention that it was upside down.
So those things happen, you know, you have your embarrassing moments, and you know, it's expected. This computer is acting up. Did you reboot it again?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's getting an error message.
It's getting an error message?
I'm going to shut it down completely. And drop all memory. Sometimes you get, and it went to restart.
This is a Windows-related issue. It has happened on many, many occasions, not just with this particular program. We've had it happen with other programs. So don't feel that, you know, sometimes you have to hit the any key if you can find it.
Or that's what it was, he hit the any key.
Yes.
Well, can I just ask you a totally unrelated quick question? I just wonder, where can I go to get the handout regarding the
devices?
Was it television or whatever?
Oh, Apple TV.
Apple TV?
Yeah. Where do I go to get the handout? A friend of mine wants me to get them for it.
Okay. We had a handout that is on the CD we have here today. We have a CD here today and a printed handout that has the documentation for Kurzweil.
But what else is on that CD?
There's also the iOS handout that was given out at the Thursday presentation.
Right, that's what I did.
And so we have that in the CD itself.
Did I
get a copy of the CD? Yes, you can get a CD.
But he was asking about Apple TV.
And Apple TV, okay. I did not even do anything on Apple TV because it's so simple and straightforward.
Okay.
And I'm not being facetious about it.
Go, I'm still trying to make this stupid purple hunk of junk work.
Old Barney took it down.
It's not Barney. He likes to do that to me. It's, if it's going to be a dinosaur, it's going to be Dino.
Apple TV, for those of you that ask, what is Apple TV? Apple TV is Apple's TV box that plugs into your TV set.
Yeah.
Movies through Netflix.
You can get we'll see.
Movies through iTunes.
No, I just asked it to
radio.
Start Kurzweil, but it's going to take a minute.
There's TV shows, you can go to networks. You can go to, it's got a Safari browser built in. And all of it is speech accessible with VoiceOver.
Wait, you said Safari browser. I've had Apple TV for 2 years. What do you mean Safari browser?
Well, it's got a real crude browser you can use. It's a watered down browser.
How do you go to that?
Oh, you got to go to the computer. You go to the computer, you go to the internet. You can go in there, but then you have to scroll out, use the little button to go up and down across the letters.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah, it is kind of crude, don't you think?
Computer, is it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
one. And if you want to, gosh, we're almost done today, Saturday. Tomorrow we're leaving. But if you send an email message to our East LA
Zoom text
email address,
east.la.ccb.chapter@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Gucci. G.
And what I'll do is I will send you a 72%. Thing on
92%, 72%.
Stuff you can do
speech
with it.
Disabled.
How do you get to
speech.
Let's see if I'm.
Do a lot of podcasts on iOS devices.
Yes, they do. Yes.
So it might be our
what?
Audio connection too, because I just I've got a
speech disabled.
Now I'm gonna go back to Kurzweil. As soon as I'm plugged in?
No audio.
No audio.
Brooks!
Yes, sir.
Guess what? We need you here.
Here we go.
Audio keeps cutting out.
Okay.
Favorites.
Thank you.
Opens a file. Folder. Scan. Has a settings.
Review or change reading voice settings. Show voice settings for English. The selected speech engine is VoiceWare.
And you have some choices.
Microsoft. Microsoft Speech Synthesis Engine. ETI Eloquence. IBM via voice text to speech.
And did we lose again?
Microsoft Speech Synthesis, Microsoft.
I'll plug it in again, but it keeps, and it could be my connector too.
VoiceWare, IBM V VoiceWare.
So you noticed it wrapped around. Oh, come on.
Sometimes when it switches speech engines.
VW Paul.
See, there it goes. It may just take some time for
VW Paul. VW Paul. VW Paul. Pitch 11. The speed is 150.
And 150, when you're doing training, that's what you would start with for somebody, because that's about the average speech rate that most people speak at, is about 150 words a minute. However, when you get used to listening to synthesized speech, you'll want to speed up Paul or Kate or whatever choice you're using. I used to drive my classmates crazy. They'd come in, I'd be reading without headphones, and I'd be at 600 words a minute. Remember that, Lewis?
Yes.
Review or change reading voice settings.
Come on.
Automatic page orientation will be used. Dynamic thresholding will be used. Scanner brightness is 50. The delay between repeated scans is 5 seconds.
Eh. And there she goes scanning.
The scanner resolution will be 300 dots per inch.
Come on. I'm tabbing, but I'm not hearing.
I'm sorry. I think I have a doggy chew on my cord, so it's probably my cord.
Doggy chew.
Somebody last night was hungry.
Well, I guess so. Yeah. Couldn't find a snack, so found
turned
a water.
Turned out three really quick. I'm just going to... Well, the first night...
I wasn't that hungry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what he's saying now.
30 seconds. Let's see now.
Kurzweil 1000.
Let me see if I can give us, in the meantime, while he's fixing. Okay, I'll plug in.
Oh, okay.
400, 300. The selected scanner source is Kano's ScanLite 600F Twain.
So you heard it say the scanner that's been selected, which is the Kano scan. It gave the actual model number.
No image prefix is in use. The document feeder will be used if it contains paper. Duplex scanning is disabled. The Twain source will not be held between scans. The brightness setting will be adjusted by modifying the scanner threshold. Light source, not supported. Okay.
Most of these items you probably won't change as a beginning scanner user, except for perhaps the scanner if you have more than one scanner attached to your computer. However, you need to know that this particular item is here so that you can go check in case no scanner is detected, which happens from time to time. If let's say your cable got disconnected and you didn't realize it.
Recognition. Column identification is enabled.
Sometimes you want column identification on if you want to read through by column, but maybe you have something that's in a column, but you want to read across because it might contain information about one item, and you'd want column disabled in order to read across automatically.
One page will be recognized per scan.
One page. I changed this. I don't think since I have redone the Kurzweil, I haven't reset a two-page scan, but I'm going to down arrow.
Two pages.
And now, if a book is small enough to fit both pages on the scanner, you can scan those two pages in one pass, and it will still see and recognize that it's two pages, giving you a more accurate page number count. If you had done it, it'll scan just as one page. It'll recognize it as two columns. But your page numbers would be completely off, especially if you're a student and you're relying on being generally close to what the students are using to find your page numbers.
One page. Speckle removal is disabled. The text quality is expected to be normal. Partial columns will be kept. Suspicious readings will be kept. Blank pages will be ignored. Accuracy will be emphasized by the recognition engine.
So when you scan, you hear it say, you know, scanning one half, one quarter, blah, blah, and then it gets to recognition. When it finishes recognition, it will say accuracy is, and it will give a percentage. That gives you an idea whether or not you're getting a good scan. I scanned some of Marie's books, and they were very old. They're books from her childhood. So the book's quality, the pages have yellowed, some of the pages have faded. There's something called Optimized Scan, which I will show you where it's located, and I'll discuss how that works.
You've got a lot more settings than OpenBook has, yes?
Reading. Read by sentence. Characters, read by sentence.
You have a choice sentence?
Paragraph. Line. Sentence.
I use sentence because when I'm using the display settings, I want it to be able to identify the unit of sentence.
Characters will be echoed.
That's if you're using, if you type or edit anything. You can edit things that you scan. You can use this. If this was the only adaptive piece of software you received, you can at least use it as a very simplified word processor.
Page header and footer avoidance is disabled. Some punctuation marks should be spoken.
And uses preference?
All. None. Some. Numbers will be spoken as full numbers. Single digits. Full numbers. Language identification is disabled.
You could be reading something in English and come across a paragraph in Spanish. It would change language and read to you in Spanish, and then the next paragraph is English. It would go back to reading in English. I'm sure Louis can tell you more about that, as I think you read in multiple languages.
Yes, I do, and I've had it where it will support on the fly. It's very clear, but you got to make sure that when you do the installation of your cursor, it'll ask you if you understand the language pack and the material for the specific language. You select the ones that you think you're going to use. And I had a person that is Hispanic and wanted to be able to read some of her stuff that she gets in South America. So we set it up so that you can switch languages on the fly. And it works.
Duration. Table reading is enabled. Line endings will be ignored. Emphasize bolded. The first sentence of each paragraph will be read when browsing. General. Operator define page numbers will be used.
Meaning, you could, I'll down arrow.
System defined. Operator defined.
You are able to, there's a, I'd have to go back and read. I haven't done this in a long time, but I did it with a couple of students about a year ago. They wanted the pages to be the exact same page numbers as what they were scanning in the book. So I said, okay, let's look at the book, scan the first page, and see if we get a page number. And indeed, we did. And we then set the page number for that page, whether it was 5 or 6. It wasn't 1. And so when they scan their book, their page numbers coincide. So when the instructor said, go to page 40, they were able to jump to that page.
Display.
Display. This is the one I was after. And because I restored default settings, I can see.
Text will not be highlighted, nor will lines be tracked, as they are spoken. Word. Line. Disabled. Word.
So I'm going to choose track word.
The text color is white.
White is fine.
The highlight color is yellow. The background color is black. The block highlight color is blue.
The block highlight is blue, and text under the block is yellow.
Use of a single specified font is disabled.
I'm going to choose a specified font because for me, having the original fonts, sometimes they're itty-bitty, sometimes they're big, sometimes they're fancy text. I want something that I can see that I can read.
Enabled. The selected font is Verdana.
Verdana, Arial, Tahoma are all very easy to read font types.
The font size is 42, 44, 46, 48. Bold enabled.
I could disable bold, but I'm going to keep it bolded.
Italics disabled. The space between words will be increased by 0 pixels.
You could increase the spacing if spacing were an issue.
Okay.
What also was on this page that didn't read because I chose to use a specified font, I could have said, no, I don't want to use a specified font. I want to see all those fonts and the bolds and the underlines and the all the stuff. But I need it magnified. I could choose to keep the fonts that are in the regular text and choose a magnification level. And I could magnify 1, 2, 3, 4 on up to whatever was comfortable for me.
Cancel. Okay.
If fonts are changing sizes in the document, can you say I want everything in 18 point or something like that?
That's what I just did.
Okay.
I chose Verdana. I wanted it bold, and I told it 48 point. I did 48 point so those who have vision can see on the projector. I'm going to go ahead and scan that page we scanned earlier.
Scanning, please wait. Scanning
is
one quarter done. Scanning is half done. Scanning is three quarters done. Scan complete.
Today. Well, it might have failed again.
No, I think it's just
well, it said recognition complete.
Recognition is three. Page one complete.
Sit. Left to right, heading out for a surf in Coronado. Boards and beach cruisers at the Mission Beach Boardwalk. The lighthouse at Point Loma. From Coronado to Pacific Beach. Welcome to Southern. SC copyright Nye Oceanside. EII. IIITI. V/ITIW. Coronado is an island of small
What you might have heard, that might have been some text. Some of this text is in, that might have been orange on white. Because there is some text that was probably a heading. With a lot of scan and read software, sometimes you are going to come across some stuff that is just not readable. This is, if you've got a bunch of this garbage, let's say you did a scan and you know full right, you ask somebody, what is there text on this page? And they say, yeah, the whole page is text. And you got nothing but garbage. You could do something called optimize scan. And with an optimized scan, if you're doing a large book and you want the best scan possible and you came up with garbage with the first scan, I would use optimized scan. What it does, I'll bring the menu, but I'm not going to Alt-S.
Scan. Start new scan. Create a signature file. Optimized recognition.
Optimized
opens a dialog. Sorry, no image was found for the current page.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Scan. Optimized sorry, no image was found.
Amazing. Just going to tell him what it does.
What is supposed to happen is a dialog box opens up with about five or six items, brightness, contrast, all different kinds of settings. If you choose to optimize all the settings, it could take you up to 15 minutes. But what happens is you go through and you say optimize, and you choose the items you want it to optimize. I generally, if it's something that is very important and I want it to read, I had a gentleman come in with some Xeroxed copies from the Small Business Administration to help him. He wanted to start his own business, and he had licensures and all kinds of stuff he had to apply for, and this was the information. We scanned it. I think we got a couple of slashes and a couple other stuff and then nothing. It was like, there's a whole lot more stuff on this page. I know it. We did go ahead and optimize everything. And it read the documents beautifully. Once you optimize a scan of a book, and you know you're not going to be able to finish it in the first setting, you can save those changes as a configuration file. So maybe you would want to then save. I'll go to
setting, restore set, backup setting, delete setting, load setting, save partial, save settings.
Save settings.
Opens a dialog.
Or
conversion. Verbosity. Save settings. Please select or enter a name for the settings file.
So here, I could say small business admin paperwork. And so then next time he wanted to bring up and scan those documents, he could load those settings so that you wouldn't have to go through optimization again. You spent the 15 minutes doing it once, but you don't have to do it again. That's what I did for Marie's book that she brought in from her childhood. It gave us a bunch of garbage and nothing intelligible. We did optimization, took about 8 minutes, And then I had the person who was doing the scanning for her save it as the title of the book so that they could come back another class period and continue the scan without having to re-optimize.
Let's say that between those two scans, you wanted to scan something else that didn't require that. Could you do that and then still go back to this document again and do it?
Yeah, if you don't exit out, you're still going to have those optimized settings loaded, unless you load some other settings. Like maybe you're going to switch to a two-page document, a book, and what you were just scanning was those business administration forms. Okay. And then you were going to go to a two-page document, and you loaded your two-page settings. Because here, we could go through the settings. Remember I showed you where we could change it to two pages?
Right.
And we don't want to have to do that every single time, so we just make a configuration that says two-page.
Okay. Okay.
And you could go load two-page, scan that stuff, and then let's say you're going back to the small business stuff, and then load small business.
Okay.
So we go into settings, which was Alt-T.
Settings, voices.
Or we can hit Alt and then arrow across. I'm going to up arrow instead of going through all the settings that are available to us.
Restore settings. Opens a dialog. Backup settings. Delete settings. Load settings.
Load settings.
Opens a dialog.
Or
save partial.
Yes? Well, we're here. I'm going to let it read a little bit, and then I'm going to switch seats and let Vince show you and talk about the dictionary.
These are all functions of the curve, like the configuration files and things, and the optimization are all functions of K1000?
Yes.
That is correct. Let me see. Read. If we're going to read. Don't tell me it's a...
Island of small town quaintness amid San Diego's big city bustle. Well, it's not really an island, though many locals call it that. Coronado is actually an isthmus, attached to the mainland at the southern end of Silver Strand State Beach. Though driving...
Okay, so sometimes you're reading a document and you come across a word that you're not sure what it means or you want to know what it means. Kurzweil has a dictionary built into it that you can get to. And so we're going to look for a word.
Strand State Beach, southern end of Silver. The mainland at the... An isthmus, attached. Though driving their... Beach. Though driving... Strand State... Southern end of... To the mainland at the... An isthmus, attached. To... Attach... Isthmus.
Let's try something funky like isthmus. Well, we'll find out. To get to the dictionary from in Kurzweil, you could do a Control D for dictionary.
Find isthmus.
Oh. I thought I was supposed to say the selected word is.
It said find isthmus, so okay.
Okay. So that's the word we want to do.
Found isthmus on page 1, line 35.
What you probably did was Control F.
I know what I did. Thank you very much.
Slip of
the word
finger.
To be defined is isthmus.
See? That's why I'm a professional. I know I made a mistake. That's the word we're looking for, correct? So that's the one we're going to look for, so we'll hit enter.
One isthmus. Noun PL. Isthmus is or isthmi, a narrow strip of land connecting two larger masses of land.
Okay, sometimes there's more than one definition for a word, so we'll see if there's another one.
Next.
So we'll hit, see, if there is, it'll say next, then we'll...
Two. Anatomy. A narrow strip of tissue joining two larger organs or parts of an organ. A narrow passage connecting two larger cavities.
Okay.
Another way to find the... Another way to do it is to do an Alt-N.
Three. Latin, from Greek isthmos.
Okay, a word origin, so let's see if there's any more.
Next. Three. Latin,
okay.
From Greek isthmos.
So that's the last one. So anytime you want to get out of the dictionary and as with most keys and most programs, you hit escape, and you should be out of.
Ooh, you are I skipping through the whole document in rapid succession.
Okay.
Don't know what you hit, but I suspect you're at the bottom.
Escape.
Volume up.
No, we don't want volume up.
Volume down.
What he could do at this point is hit the help key.
Help.
And then press
the number 1. The Kurzweil 1000 is active, and a document is open. Use ALT to enter the menus, followed by arrow keys to navigate around the various menu items. Use ALT again to get out of the menus. A few common shortcuts are as follows. F4 will close the document. Control plus S will save the document. Control plus C will copy selected text. Control plus X will cut it. Control plus V will paste text. And control...
Okay, that's a lot of help.
What I was after is...
What I'm after is the other...
Help. Rewind key.
That was one. What I did was hit the help key and then hit the number 1.
And?
So you hit the 1.
One.
Which one did you hit? On the number pad or on the numbers? There, it's going backwards. Hit 1 again. If you hit your read, let's see what we get.
End of last page.
Okay.
Help. Rewind key.
Well, he hit the help key, which was the inner key, and then he pressed the 1 just once, and it just told him.
End of last page.
Okay.
But I think help. What it is it's so close to the bottom.
Help. Rewind key.
Well, it's at the bottom already.
Okay. Let me try something.
Oh, if you hit it twice, it'll tell you.
Blank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Page 1.
Okay.
Okay, he's back at the top.
I'm back at the top.
What are you pressing?
The read key.
The 3 key is, and you're holding
I
it.
I said the read key.
I don't think so.
End of last page.
Because he's skimming all the way to the bottom.
Well. Page 1.
And that's what it's doing. It's in the read key. It's misbehaving.
See, it wasn't me.
Sid has unchanges. Sid has uns. The file has been closed.
I purposely closed it so we can maybe get the program to behave. Are there any questions on the dictionary?
One other thing, if you're not in a document, you can also hit the Control D and it'll give you a word. So the word to be defined is, and it gives you an edit field.
Go ahead.
At that point, you can type in a word.
Go ahead. Nothing up there.
I knew she'd ask me to do that.
The word to be defined is isthmus.
Okay.
That's because that's where we last were, but he could start typing because it is selected.
Can you get it to spell isthmus if you wanted to, or is there a way to do that? If you know what it was?
Arrow keys.
Oh, okay.
No dictionary entries were found for isthmus and S.
Oh, fine. Okay.
See, he changed it.
The word to be defined is isthmus.
S.
Okay, backspace, I'll do all that.
S. L. U. N. H. T. S. I.
Okay.
S. A.
I don't like your keyboard. I'm getting used to it.
I didn't exactly hear
it. A. L A N D.
Okay. I typed the word island.
Did you mean island, spelled as I S L A N D? Yes. One island. Noun. Abbreviation. Isle or Azore Island mass, especially one smaller than a continent, entirely surrounded by water. Next. 2. Something resembling an island, especially in being isolated or surrounded, as an unattached kitchen counter providing easy access from all sides. A raised curbed area, often used to delineate rows of parking spaces or lanes of traffic.
Okay, I just escaped out of it. So you can see that you can, at any point, get into the dictionary, type up a word, save it, you know, for yourself for future reference as your own personal thesaurus, or just if you want to know what the meaning of a word is. So anytime you're reading the document, you want to know a word, or you want to look up a word on your own, you can do it. You have the capability of doing it with Kurzweil.
And I have to ask Louis, because I haven't used, is there a thesaurus also? You're asking things that we haven't used in a long time, or we haven't used.
But it is there. It is a comprehensive.
This program has so many features that people don't take advantage of. As you can see, I don't take advantage of all of them.
What it is using is the American Heritage Dictionary. It's added onto your DVD. When you install Kurzweil, it installs the American Heritage Dictionary.
File.
Oh.
Has a
Okay.
Select one or more files to open.
Okay.
The selected folder is general.
He's navigating through the general folder to find a PDF.
Sorry, you must specify a file name.
I don't think so.
Tab.
Enter the name of a file to open. Sort by name ascending. Okay. Cancel. The selected folder is general. Release of information.pdf.
There's a PDF.
Okay, if you want a PDF file, you have to look at it. You find the file. You can either have it here in the general folder in the Kurzweil, or you can have it on your computer in your My Documents, so you can find it from either way when you're in Kurzweil. So I'm going to hit enter right now.
And that
means what? Means it's time. No, it's lunchtime. That means it has processed the file, recognized it, and it's ready to read, I hope.
Well, I see nothing. And I know it's a document because I've seen it.
Well, you don't see nothing, but it acted like it finished. Huh?
Blank. Blank.
Yeah, I guess so. So we can think it's been closed.
F4. The file has been closed.
We don't need you anyway.
Select one or more files to open. The selected folder is general. Enter the name of the selected folder. Release of information. Trends regarding assistive technology. Bottom of list. Release of information.pdf. Hypertension and chronic kidney disease.
That's not a file. That's not a PDF.
Top of list. Release of information.pdf. Trends regarding assistive technology abandonment and exploration of abandonment behaviors among visually impaired adults revised 423-110001. The select images. Kurzweil educational documents. Stephanie. Contains folders. Users. C. Contains folders. Dell. Documents and D. Dell. C. This folder is not contained by D. C. First folder at this level. First D. Sorry, you must. There are no folders within the last folder at C. Sorry, you must specify the name of an MSDIA80.dll. The selected folder is. last folder, Windows, user, system volume, share of, recovery. Users. All use, default, default you, public, S root, Stephanie. Contains folder, app data, applic, contact, cookie, desktop, document, downloads, Dropbox. Contain, Dropbox, ATHS. Maria. Photos. Practice, programs and training. Contain, projector. Registry mechanic 9. VA, will I ever be good enough? Windows training. Zoom text 10 trip, lab workbook. Magnifier. Miscellanea. Recorded ZT manual files using ZT10. Sample documents. Other PDF docs. IRS. Long and secure book. Non-secure EBOOK. PDFs with checkboxes untagged. Long and secure book. Sorry, you must bottom of list. Top of list. Homegrown stories first edition. There are 76 pages to be recognized. Press enter to recognize them all, or down arrow and tab to set a range of pages. All pages will be processed. Pages. All. Page. All. Pages.
Okay. You tab on this, I think.
All. Pages.
I'd say you tab.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Process will begin with page 1. Processing will end with page 76.
I said 5, and it didn't. I did backspace.
Okay. It's supposed to let processing you go back to the number of pages you want. You can do the first
page, one.
The last page, the first three pages.
Processing will end with page 75.
See? It keeps going back.
Process specified pages will be processed. Cancel. Okay, processing will end with page 75.
No, we'll be here all day.
Okay, processing will end with page 5. Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. Press enter.
Okay, so it's processing the
page
5.
Page 4 complete. End of last page.
And when it read, it's doing something weird again. It's skimming all the way down to the bottom.
Page 4. End of last page.
See, it's skimming. It's just going. My whole system is. And now it's
going to scan.
Blank.
And
scanning is 3/4. Sorry, no bill was found on the scanner. Please remember that you need to align the bill with the origin point of the scanner, that is, the left corner closest to where the scanner...
Well, now you know we'll recognize money.
Anybody got some money on your mind?
If you have JAWS running, it'll silence JAWS to run the Kurzweil voices.
You have to put JAWS to sleep, but yes, you can have JAWS running. And when you, the first time you start up Kurzweil, they'll both be yakking at you and you'll need to go through the procedures for JAWS to put JAWS to sleep. Once done, the next time you open up Kurzweil, JAWS will silence itself.
So it saves that as like a setting in JAWS?
Yes, once you do the process for putting JAWS to sleep. It sounds so morbid.
Are you just talking about doing the insert at 4 or
7? No, you actually... There's a process under setting center, which is your insert V, which would allow you to literally tell JAWS to shut up when this program comes open.
As soon as you exit the program, JAWS is back up. You don't have to restart it.
That's correct. When you exit that program, JAWS starts speaking again. That works for other programs as well that are self-voicing programs. If you are teaching somebody who's using a talking, typing, teacher-type program that has its own self-voicing, you are able to tell JAWS, when this program opens, shut up and don't talk again until I exit it. You want to say anything else about PDFs, since it's refusing to read, even though it is? There's text on the screen for those who can see it.
I don't know what my machine...
Page 4.
And then it's
going end of down. Last page.
It goes zip and jumps down to the bottom.
Take him to a home a couple times.
I did.
Page 4. Page 4. End of last page.
And it just goes zip.
It's obvious there's something wrong with this program, but I can tell you from experience, and unfortunately I feel bad for Stephanie and Benson because they have tested this thing. I know Benson has done this at home.
I've been testing it, and it works fine. It does everything that it you would say it does. When you read your documentation, the information we give you, it does everything that it says it does.
So just to give you an idea, you can open up your documents. You don't need to be moving them over to your general folder.
Right.
You just have to navigate. The navigation process is a little tricky, but in the handout, it's explained step-by-step on how to get back to your documents folder, where you more than likely will have your PDF documents, and you can get to those files and open them up. And as you can see, she can specify how many pages to scan. And sometimes if you have the default settings on your Kurzweil, when it reads page 1, it'll continue reading while it is processing in the background. And then when you hear Big Band, when it's telling you the
homegrown stories, the file.
It will alert you that it's finished processing the whole
file. New, Control plus open. Select one or more.
You can save that document as a text file.
The selected folder is general.
Or a Microsoft Word document.
Kurzweil document.
Oh, even though the input document was PDF.
The with instructor word 2007.
It will also read and process a PDF file that has been scanned. So if you ever had to open up a PDF file and it says alert, scanning, processing, and then it says empty document, I've come across that a lot of times at work. It's a file that has been scanned. There is text on it, it's PDF and or Word, but it doesn't read it because it's an image. Kurzweil will convert that into text and read it as it recognizes it. So
you can save it. Well, you can save it as yes. You can also you can save it as text and transfer it to your Victor Reader. You could even change it to a MP3
and save it on your Victor Reader as well.
You could choose the voice and the speed that you wished from Kurzweil if you chose. Or you could just choose one of the voices and put a default speed, because you know that in your Victor and your other book players, you can speed it up.
Right.
So you're saying that if the PDF file was created from a scanned image, it'll still process it?
In most cases, yes.
Yeah.
I can give you an example.
Vince can talk about it because he does it at work.
He does it at work, but also there was a convention that was in L.A., and the day before the convention, the hotel calls my place of work and says, we can't get anybody to put this into Braille. What they were giving was a PDF file that was a scanned image. And, of course, everybody else they brought it to said, there's nothing there. I can't see it. I don't know what to do with it. So we brought it into Kurzweil, and voila, there is the menu. We then created the menu, turned around, and brought 25 or 30 menus embossed to the convention the very next day. You can emboss directly from Kurzweil. You can also do large print printing directly from Kurzweil as well as regular printing.
If you set it up for column scanning, yes, I've been successful with it. You have to understand that you're limited by the width of your scanning window. So if you have a large document and a large page, and some of the columns aren't being seen, of course, you're not going to scan it. But if it's,
it fits within the specifications and the size of the scanning window.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so it will come in as an Excel sheet or
No, it'll come in as a multi-column KES file, which is a Kurzweil format.
That's the default.
Mm-hmm. And then you can export it to a RTF file, which then allows it to
rich text.
Mm-hmm. You can bring it into Excel.
You can bring an RTF file into Excel and then save it as an XLS or something. Okay.
Correct. And if you are dealing with, let's say, scanning various different documents and you want to use them in Word, you can save it as a Word document. And there's a couple of different options for various versions of Word besides your text option or your rich text format. Let's show how to scan a signature. On a page, blank sheet of paper, in the upper left-hand corner, I sign my name. We're going to go to scan. I had handwriting. So that I can use this scanned image, I've used it in Word documents. You
scanning.
Can also use
Please
it for
wait.
Filling out forms.
Did you? But you didn't.
Scanning
Vincent
is one
didn't
quarter
listen.
Done. Scanning is half done.
Oh, I know.
Scanning is three quarters done.
Oh, fine.
It's going to say page appears to be blank because he didn't.
Scan the page appears to be blank.
Okay, let's try it again.
File has a submenu.
Where do we want to go?
Edit. Folder. Scan. Has a submenu.
Yeah,
start new. Scan repeatedly. Optimized record. Optimized flip sides. Optimized scanning. Optimized create a signature file.
Enter.
Opens a dialog. To use this feature, you should first have a blank sheet of paper on which you have written your signature. Write
Press
that
in
signature it. In the upper left portion of the page, but not too close to an edge of the page. Then place the page on the scanner, such that the top edge of the page is parallel with the scanner bar, and closest to the edge that will be scanned first. Press enter to begin the scan, or escape to cancel.
Press enter.
Okay.
Press enter.
This time, it'll do it.
Scanning, please wait. Scanning is one quarter done. Scanning is half done. Scanning is three quarters done. An image of the selected area seen as your signature is being displayed. If it is acceptable and you would like to save it, press enter.
And I'm going to
if
tell
it is
to
not,
press enter.
Press escape. Okay. Please select or enter a name for the signature file.
And I'm going to tell Vince to put in SLR. Tab.
Okay.
Enter.
The signature file has been written.
So now the signature file is saved within Kurzweil in which folder, Louis?
It's in the image folder.
In the image folder.
What file type is it saved as a KES whatever?
No, JPEG.
Oh, it's an image, right?
Correct. Now, because by default Kurzweil has black background with white text, if you don't change the display settings and you use this signature in Word, your signature will be black background with white text. However, if you use it with the forms, scan a form, and you put your signature file in the form where there's a signature line and print from Kurzweil, it will print properly with a white background with black text. We will attempt to scan a form. However, it may crash because that's what it's been doing last night and this morning.
Just open a file and insert the signature.
Okay, go ahead and do a control for a new file, Vince.
Page 1 of 1.
Okay, basically what you want to do now, let's say, for example, you have a letter that you've written in any old file, and you just want to put in your signature. What you can do is, Vince, see if you can open any file that you find on Stephanie's computer.
Oh, not the control N.
Okay. Hit Control O. And
select one or more files to open.
Okay. Shift F.
The selected folder is General.
Shift F twice.
Release of information. Hypertext. The selected folder. Cancel. The selected folder is General.
Is there a doc file or a text file that we can just scan right there, Stephanie?
Hang on, let me see, because I don't know what's in here.
Any old file will do.
Caps lock is enabled. Cap file list. Hypertension and chronic. Release of trends regarding assistive tech. Page 1.
Assistive technology abandonment among visually impaired 2.
Okay.
Trends regarding
Page control. 1.
Hit control and to go to the bottom. Of
Page
the document.
1.
Let's go to the end of the document.
Sorry, the current document cannot be modified.
What?
Why not?
It don't like that document.
Ah, well, open up another document.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
The file has been closed. Untitled 1. Tools. Apply correction. Tools.
I said control.
Select one or more files to open. The selected folder is Griswild Documents. Downloads. Document. ATHS.
Okay. Once she gets any file.
Caps lock is cap. Enter the name of a file to open. August 11th. A low tech solution to a high tech problem.
That should be good enough.
Converting file a low tech solution to a high tech problem. Doc info. Page 1.
Okay, go to the bottom of this file.
Well, it's going to because that's
page 4.
Okay.
It's going to the very bottom.
It's going to the bottom of this
page,
file.
Page new line.
So I got a new line there.
Okay, good. So now we want to go ahead and insert a signature. So how do we insert a signature? Hit the Alt key.
File.
Arrow
has
to the right.
Sub edit folder.
Keep going to the right.
Scan.
One more.
Read. Navigation. Settings. Tools.
Okay.
Has a submenu.
Nothing's under file. You should be able to insert.
Online. Has a submenu. Tools. Settings. Tools.
File. Go to file.
Has a submenu.
File.
Yes.
Scan. Folder. Edit. File.
Okay, arrow down.
Has new. Open. Close. Save. Save at. Save partially. Delete. Favorites.
No. We want to insert.
Open a dialog. Add to favorites list.
Go under edit. Let me see.
Edit.
Arrow
undo.
Down.
Cut. Copy. Paste. Cut page. Paste page. Select all. Find. Find next. Find pre. Replace. Mark a format. Create a note. Table. Fill a field. Insert a signature.
There you
opens
go.
Opens a dialog.
See, I knew you
please select
me.
A signature. SLR.TIF.
Okay, hit enter. It's a TIFF file. Hers defaults to TIFF. Hit enter.
The settings have been loaded from SLR.TIF.
And there's a square up at the bottom of the... There's a white square. Some of you might be able to see the white square, and it contains my signature.
If you had had, let's say, I don't know why you would, let's say you had more than one signature there, would it have found all the TIF files with signatures in them and you get
yes.
A picture?
Yes. You pick the one you want.
Is TIF something you set up? Or, I mean,
that's the default.
Or is it always
you can, there's about three different choices you have in the image settings, but TIFF is one that it defaults to. I know that on another program that I use JPGs because it's easier to recognize.
Bookmarks, since our reading is being so stupid, I'll tell you about bookmarks. When you're reading, let's say you're reading a textbook, and you come across some information that you know will be on the final, you can do a Control B, and it will place a bookmark. You can later on go to, I believe it's the view, and go through and go to bookmarks, and it will list all your various bookmarks. Now, the manual, as I recall, which is installed in the Kurzweil program, it automatically installs its manual. Its manual will have various, I believe, various bookmarks for the different sections. so that you can jump directly to the information you're looking for.
And if you want to practice it, you can find that in the help menu.
Right.
And they come up on the view menu, on the view, when you go to view, is where you'll
for bookmarks.
File. Has a submenu, edit,
yeah.
Folder, scan, read, scan, folder, edit, undo, cut, copy, cut, paste, select, find, find next, find, find, find previous, replace, mark a position, format, create a note, table, fill a field, insert a signature, open
well, you saw
a dialog.
It wasn't under edit, but we don't have any bookmarks in this particular file. You heard insert a note. You can actually write some notes into a file that you have open. So that maybe you want to note, professor said this will be on the next quiz, or professor said this will be on the final, so that you can insert notes or something that was given in lecture that enhanced the information that you just read about.
Edit. Has a submenu.
I wish my machine was behaving much better. This is probably the... oh, well. Do you have anything you want to add at this point, Vince? Right now I'm trying to think.
You want to create an MP3 file from this document?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, the document's already here.
Yeah.
Are you at the top of it already? Does it matter?
That doesn't matter. Go ahead and create it.
All right. You can create an MP3 file, and you can keep it on your computer, copy it, and put it on your VictorStream or any other reading device that you might have. So the basics of doing it is you hit the Alt key.
File. Has a submenu.
And you'll arrow down.
New. Control
or
plus
N. Or you can
N.
use the shortcut key as well.
Open, close, save, save as, save partially, delete, favorites, add to favorites, print, find and open, summarize, launch, utilities,
you go
has
to
a
utilities.
Submenu, copy, opens a dialog, move, merge and open, extract image, extract all images, remove image from page, remove all images from file. Remove layout info. Remove page. Create audio files.
That's what you want.
Opens a dialog. All pages will be processed.
Okay, you get to that. It says all pages will be processed. It tells you if you want to create an MP3 file and put it on your VictorStream that you would add more pages to the total number. So I think this is like a five, how many page document this is? I think it was a five page document. So you would add more pages on, so it gets continuous and there's no breaks, hopefully.
MP3 files will be produced. The number of pages converted per audio file will be 1.
Okay, I'm going to assume there's 5 in here. If there's not, well, we'll just have a smaller document.
But it doesn't make 5 separate MP3 files, does it?
No.
No. Why is it not talking?
I think you put
the
it up
selected there. Audio quality is medium.
No, I don't want that.
The number of pages converted per audio file will be 2.
Okay, I know.
Can you specify the sample rate, the bit rate, and all that?
The selected yeah. audio quality, the number of pages converted per audio file will be 5.
Okay, we'll just leave it at 5.
Okay.
Caps lock is enabled. Caps lock is the selected audio quality is medium.
Okay, usually they recommend that you make it to
high.
Arrow down and make it to high qualities.
Remember, the
compress
higher the quality,
the audio
the
to
the
produce
file.
32 kilobits per second.
So,
the selected audio quality is high. Compress audio to produce 32 kilobits per second.
So that's. You would like to know that way if you're going to add. Make the number of pages larger. So if you know there's 5 pages, you want to make it like 8 or 9. If there's 10 pages, you could make it larger than that. If you don't, you'll get 5 pages. If it's a 10-page document, you're only going to get 5 pages in your audio file.
Also, remember that if it's one page, if you do one page at a time,
Right. You're going to create one MP3 file.
For each page.
For each page. So if you have 10 pages, you have 10 MP3 files.
Whereas if this way you have one continuous file, and if you put it on your Victor stream, you can read it, stop, and start it again, bookmark it if you want to. Yes. It says all pages. But
you still have to specify how many pages.
You still want to have to specify, I think.
So. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to hit the tab key one more time.
Use the sample rate found in the audio source.
That's fine.
That's fine, okay.
The destination folder is general.
Okay, good.
Did Father put it in your general, the general file of the Kurzweil?
Browse.
If you want to find another place to put another destination, here's where you would enter to find another sort. Okay.
No playlist is specified for iTunes.
No.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
No playlist is specified for Windows Media Player.
Okay. Basically, what this means is if you have an iTunes library and you want to keep all your MP3 text files in one general folder, you can specify a library name for iTunes or a Windows Media Player. You can also create your own libraries and have it catalog it there automatically.
Your playlist, as it were.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Is it 19 pages?
Well.
Audio file creation has been queued.
Okay.
So it's processing the number of pages right now. When it's done, it will make a little, the tone sound. I think it could be the Big Band or it could be another one.
I think it's Big Band. Whatever.
Yes, if you have Kate to read or Paul or whoever, however you have it set, that's how it will read. It'll sound on your on the MP3 file.
And if you can digitize Stephanie's voice, Stephanie can read to you. I've been trying to get my wife to lecture me so I can get, catch her voice and I can and digitize it, but she won't do it. Guess what?
It has processed it.
So, Vincent.
Yes.
Now go to the general folder and see if you can find that MP3 file.
Okay. How's one going to do that?
Well, you always want to
select one or more files to open. The selected folder is general. Hypertension and chronic kidney disease.
Keep going down.
Release of information.pdf. Trends regarding assistive technology abandonment and exploration of abandonment. Bottom of list. Trends regarding assistive technology abandonment and exploration of abandonment behaviors among visually impaired adults.
Minimize Kurzweil and let's go to the
Hypertension and chronic.
Windows M should minimize it.
Hypertension and chronic kidney disease.
Okay, hit escape. Okay. Are you minimized now?
No.
I'm not sure what's up on the screen.
Let's see.
Let me see what you got, because we do.
Speech rate, 45%.
We got Zoom text, which I will.
Okay.
Close Zoom text user interface. Zoom.
See, this is what happens when you have a partially sighted person that's got all the gadgets on a computer. They all pop up out of nowhere.
Are you making fun of my computer?
JAWS for Windows is ready. Start button. Desktop. Folder. New list view. Not selected.
Okay.
Recycle bin. 1 of 31.
Now, if we, in the interest of time, I'm going to tell Vince how to get to the documents folder real quickly. Of course, he probably already knows. You hit the Windows key.
Menu. Search box edit.
Now type DOC. Did you hit the letter C?
No.
Arrow down.
DC. See more results. 1 of 1.
No.
Selected.
Okay.
You may end up with several hundred.
Escape.
Okay.
Leaving menus. Folder view. List view. Not selected. Recycle bin. 1 of 31. Okay. Menu. Search box. Do.
Okay, now down arrow.
See documents.
Enter.
Enter, leaving menus, documents, items, view, multi-select list box, not selected, I squared, 1/13/20.
Go down to Kurzweil.
K, PC.
One more.
K, Kurzweil Educational System, enter, Kurzweil Educational Systems, items, view, list box, read only, G, general.
There you go.
Enter, general, items, view, multi-select list box, not selected, a low-tech solution to a high-tech trend regarding assistive tech, hypertension and chronic kidney trends regard a low-tech solution to a high-tech problem, 00, enter.
A low-tech solution to a high-tech problem. Vision statement, provide newly blind individuals need to understand way to locate the keys on the computer keyboard using distinctive tactile markings to identify specific important keys for orientation, location and identification. Most of all,
Control S.
As you can see, he can just it'll just keep on reading until that MP3 is complete. So,
if you want to stop it, the Control S from Windows Media Player.
Control S will stop it, or Control P will pause it. Yeah. And Control G will fast forward or speed it up.
That's cool.
So, okay, now if you were to just hit Alt Tab, you should be able to go back to Kurzweil.
We should, huh?
Yeah.
F, Alt Tab, General.
Hold your Alt and tap your tab for you right now, Kurzweil.
Alt Tab, Windows Media, Alt Tab, Kurzweil 1000.
Kurzweil 1000.
As you can see, who asked a question about putting Jaws to sleep? Jaws is now asleep. And Kurzweil's voice is running. And I'll turn it back to Stephanie and Vincent.
I want you to talk about Braille.
Oh, okay. Braille. As far as Braille support, Kurzweil is a product that does support Braille. However, the driving factor in what is going to allow it to talk to your Braille display is going to be your screen reader's drivers. So if you're using JAWS, or you're using Window Eyes, or you're using Dolphin, and you have a Focus, you have an Apex, you have a Braille Sense, or you have a Brilliant, you can set it up so that when you are using Kurzweil, you can have the voice turned off and just have everything come up in Braille. Even though JAWS has gone to sleep, the voice has gone to sleep, but JAWS is still functioning in the background. And your Braille display driver is still working. So you can have Braille running in background while you're scanning. So you can read that. And if you have 8-dot Braille, when you're highlighting something, when you're using the dictionary that Vince demonstrated, you can tell which is the word that it is talking about because it is highlighted. It's got the dots 7 and 8 showing underneath the word. Okay? So there's really nothing else to say about Braille except that you know, you configure the Braille display to your likings. If you want to have whatever settings you specify that you find comfortable for you, then that's how it is going to work because Kurzweil is not going to modify or change anything. It will make accommodations to make sure that the data gets to it, but it's going to be incumbent on how your Braille display driver is set up with your screen reader.
Questions? We could keep going about different features. As you can see through the menus, as we surf through them in quick succession, there's a whole lot of different features. There's even a summarize feature, which would allow you to take a big, large document and summarize, which would then take the first and last sentence of each paragraph, which would then give you an idea of what the document was about. So maybe you pulled up a PDF for a class, and the PDF was 600 pages. And you don't know if it's worth you reading, you might do a summarize to find out if the content potentially has something worth your while.
So read the first and last sentence from each paragraph?
That's what it said in the documentation. There's... Go ahead and go to the online, and we'll go through the pull down on the online.
On the menu?
On the menu.
File, edit, folder, scan, read, navigate, settings, tools, online.
Down arrow.
Has search for books.
You can
opens a dialogue.
You can search for various books from various different areas. I'll show you that in just a second. Down arrow.
Look through the bookshelves. Opens a dialogue.
Down arrow.
Search for magazines. Opens a dialogue.
down arrow.
Search the classic literature CD.
It comes with a CD with a bunch of classic literature that it has no copyright. Go ahead.
Use an encyclopedia. Opens a dialog.
You can go to, I think you have a choice of two or three different encyclopedias online to choose from to look up information.
News from KESI. Opens a dialog.
That would be information that might be about updates or other items in relation to, and it said KESI or Kurzweil Education
System.
You get Wikipedia from there.
No.
Darn.
Down.
Translation. Opens a dialog.
Translation, I haven't used this, although I've been told what it does is it goes online and let's say you wrote something's been written in one language, you can go and have it translated into another. Is that correct, Lewis?
That is correct. There's also, you remember that when you install it, it asks if you want to install the translation language, Spanish to English, or English to French, English to German, English to Italian, English to Portuguese, English to a couple other languages. And it'll translate on the fly. And sometimes if it doesn't find something, it'll go out and see if there's something on its reference online to see if it can get the correct translation, if it cannot make heads or tails of it.
Down.
Updates. Opens a dialogue.
And so updates. Every once in a while you want to go check and see if there are updates for the Kurzweil program. Sometimes there'll be several, and you may have to run updates more than once because some patches have to be applied before other patches can be applied. So maybe you've neglected to do updates for 2 months and 4 updates came out. You may have to do the lower ones first before you update the newer ones. And usually what that means is you check the one you want to update. You then go ahead and tell it okay. You close Kurzweil. You reopen Kurzweil. And when you reopen Kurzweil, it applies those. It extracts and applies those updates. Let's go back up. Down arrow.
Translation update. Search for books.
Press enter.
Opens a dialog. Title. Search for a particular title.
We could search by title. Go ahead and tab. So we
enter a title or part of a title.
Tab.
Ignore. No further condition is necessary.
Tab.
The search query is currently.
And we could have put in something, but what? Keep going.
Project Gutenberg. Bean Free Library. BOOKSHARE.org. BOOKSHARE.org. New books. Web Braille. Accessible Book Collection and International Braille Research Center will be searched. Project Gutenberg. Checked.
So you see all the choices of places you can go off and search. Some are free places. Bookshare, of course, is going to require your username and password. But you can go looking, and let's say you're looking for something specifically from Bookshare, and you put in your username and password, and it goes, provided I was connected to the wireless, we could go online and go find something, bring it into Kurzweil, and read it right from Kurzweil. Louis, because I haven't done that kind of scanning.
Kurzweil is a very powerful tool. There's two scanning engines that are built in. There's their fine recognition engine, and there's also the Abbey
Fine Reader.
Abbey Fine Reader, which is the version 16, which is the latest. You get with version 13 of Kurzweil. And they both do okay. It is my understanding that in version 13, and I haven't tried it to really answer your question directly, I can tell you that I have scanned in, because having an engineering background, I scanned in a lot of technical journals and newsletters. And so far, it reads pretty good. It recognizes some of the symbols. Is it perfect with mathematics? No. It does a very decent job. Does it recognize some of the punctuations? Yes.
But I mean, it would simple, like it might recognize, say, a square root sign or some such thing as that, or not.
Yeah, it also, it may also read, depending on how you set up your punctuations. Yeah. If you set, I always set them to no punctuation because I don't want to comma, period, dash, this, that, and the other. So I don't. But I have heard it say square brackets, root. I have said it, heard it identify certain things when I have all punctuation turned on.
Questions? Any others?
There are many, many, many features built into Cursor. Well, what, because of the technical complexities, we didn't get a chance to really show you everything there is. But there are some other things. Anything that you can think of, Stephanie, that we have? We
got the basics.
What is that filter thing that you keep saying? Like, it's this filter general.
What were we doing?
Well, you were reading a PDF file or something, and it said filter general.
I don't know. When it said general,
maybe it said folder general.
Folder general.
I'm talking about the folder structure.
And when you're navigating the save as or the open dialog boxes, you're using your tab key. When you get to the folder structure, you're in the general folder, which is in the Kurzweil folder. If you want to go back, you're using your shift tab. No, not shift tab, your what, left arrow? I don't remember.
Backspace.
When you come to your, when you go to save as, you can type in whatever you want to save the file as, and then the shift tab, it'll take you to your
folder.
Folders. And then you can use your arrow, your right arrow, or your left arrow, and then you can arrow up and down, and you'll see folders like books, articles, recipes, images, general,
manuals,
and there's one more that, really, that I'm missing. But anyway, you have a variety of folders, so if you want to be one of those compulsive, organized persons, which I'm not, everything falls into my documents or the general folder. You can library your files where they belong. If you scan in a recipe, you want to put it in the recipes folder. If you scan in a PDF document from, let's say, like I, for example, I just got a Buffalo router and it's got a real comprehensive PDF documentation manual. I may just open it with Kurzweil and save it as a KES file in manuals. The manuals folder and reference it when I need it.
But you could save it as a text file in my documents.
That's what I can do that too.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
You're able to navigate the tree.
You're not bound by those folders that Kurzweil gives you. Kurzweil gives you that as a courtesy of how to organize your files so you won't get confused. However, if you choose to ignore it and just put everything in your documents folder, you can do that.
When you, let's say, one other feature you may have heard when we were going through the edit is cut page, delete page, insert page. Let's say you were scanning a book and for some reason or another you had two pages stick together and you missed a couple pages. You can go to that location and insert those missing pages.
Oh, cool.
Or if you scan the page twice,
which I do all the time,
you can delete one of those scanned pages. That's when you're not paying attention and you don't flip the page.
Nope.
There's also repeated scan. If I had a book, and which I've done in the past, and I just wanted to scan it in and read in the background, that's one thing Kurzweil will allow you to do is continue to scan in more pages while it's reading. You can then use repeated scan. And you heard there was an interval where it said repeated scans will be 5 seconds. You can change that duration to whatever number of seconds it's going to take you to lift the book off the scanner, flip the page, and put it back down. And so therefore, let's say it takes you 10 seconds to lift the book, flip the page, put it back down. So you set it to 10 seconds, then you do the repeated scan, which I believe was Shift F9, and or Control F9.
Shift F9 is the money.
And then you don't have to hit the scan button anymore. You just keep changing the pages till you've finished. And then you can cancel out of the quit the scan and process.
You can scan a great deal of pages, and when you finish scanning, you can just let it process and walk away and let it process and come back later, and it'll be done. And you can either listen to it or save it, and you're on your way.
What does this software cost? About $1,000?
$9.95.
Hit escape and let's try and do a currency scan.
Okay.
We're going to try and do a currency scan. I had something in my pocket. I put it on the scanner. And at the top near the scan bar.
Scanning. Please wait. Scanning. Scanning is 3/4. Sorry. No bill was found on the scanner. Please remember that you need to align the bill with the origin point of the scanner, that is, the left corner closest to where the scanner bar is at rest, with the long side of the bill parallel to the scanner bar. Scan again.
Try again. There's a dialogue up there, but what I don't know.
Dialogue's gone.
Try again.
There
you
go.
We'll see if it likes
scanning. Please wait. Scanning is 3/4. Sorry, no bill was found on the scanner. Please remember that you need to align the bill with the origin point of the scanner, that is, the left corner closest to where the scanner bar is at rest, with the long.
Hey, then the place that I just went gave me fake money.
Okay.
Escape out of your dialogue.
This is the problem with some of this software heads.
Scanning, please wait. Scanning is 3/4 done.
Scan your dialogue. Cannot scan because the original may not be set correctly. Okay button.
Why did Jaws come in here?
Interesting.
So I just hit OK.
Sometimes Jaws
will be wise.
You woke up.
Well, I had a $1 bill, and of course, it should have recognized a 1. And I think this is a 5.
That's a 5, yeah.
But it didn't like our money. But then my computer doesn't like anything today.
The hotel likes the money, so it's OK.
That's all of that.
Where's the top of the scan?
The scanning bar is right here.
Mm-hmm. Let's try one of my.
Scan failed.
I just put scan failed. It sure
let's
did.
Try this.
What? This bill is counterfeit. You want to try it?
Sure. Right here.
Oh.
Try it.
I think we lost focus because that's why Jaws.
Is that why Jaws came in?
All tab.
General items view multi-select low tab Kurzweil 1000.
Escape.
Could it read the number off a credit card?
Scanning.
No.
Please wait.
Oh, no.
Oh, too bad. I had talked to
some. Scan your dialogue. Cannot scan because the original may not be set correctly. Okay
Escape
button.
Keeps jumping out of Kurzweil.
Space.
Scan failed.
Anyway, that was a $100 bill.
File. Has a submenu.
Didn't know she came back.
Gimme.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry that our presentation today had so many hiccups, burps, and bubbles.
We still enjoy it. It was great. Thank you very much. Hey.
No, it's a very glossy item,
yeah.
And they have one of the reasons is because. It's the gloss from the card itself and the light from the scanner, and the way that the numbers are there, it's like embossed. But I can tell you a trick that my friend uses for reading credit card numbers, is using a stylus and tracing the number. So if you know what your print numbers look like,
solution. The other way, now, this is something that you may have to consider. If you have a camera, and you have a high-definition camera,
Would it read the number that?
No, on a flatbed scanner.
Yeah, I think it's
got an ISO underneath
the camera.
Oh, okay.
And Kurzweil will, like I said before, will allow you to use a flatbed or a camera source.
We have French reference materials and cassette and CDs with all the stuff that we were supposed to show today. Unfortunately, technology being what it is, had its glitches.
We talked about it, but we couldn't show it all because it was being a pill.